Unit 1. Communication. Track 3.
Do you think that in general, companies are now communicating better with their customers?
In general, I would say no. And I think there are examples of excellent communication and there are examples of awful communication. If you think about two examples, perhaps, of companies who've used technology to change the way they communicate with customers, one is absolutely fantastic, the other is completely abysmal, awful. The fantastic one, I would say, is Amazon. Think about Amazon, you always know where you are. You order something, you get a confirmation. As soon as it's been sent, you get another confirmation. So you always feel exactly, you know exactly where you are, you know exactly what's happening, when your thing's going to turn up, which anyone could do, but most people don't. The other thing about Amazon is they are, in a sense, listening to you, because they're looking at the things you've bought in the past and suggesting, well, based on that, there are other things you might like. I think that's very effective communication. It certainly resulted in me buying quite a lot more books than I otherwise would. Or things like, you know, other people who bought this also buy that. What do you think? You know, that's really good, because again, they're using the opportunity of having you on this wonderful technological platform where they don't just know what you buy, they know everything you've ever looked at, to tell you useful things. I think it's great because if I want to books on a particular subject, it will suggest books I've never heard of, and I'll buy them. So it's good for them as well. So that works really well.